This call is being recorded.
Now see yourself within your mind's eye, as if you were looking out through your third eye, your consciousness, looking out through that window, that doorway, into other dimensions, or call it a gateway. Feel your consciousness now. Know your consciousness now, moving out into the room, wherever you are. Always to get a perspective of not being your body. Turn around and see your physical body, sitting or laying there. And then step into your Merkaba light vehicle, light body. If you wonder what that would look like, see it as a three-dimensional star, a three-dimensional six-pointed star. All the points. Just step into it now as if you were stepping into a small ship. Begin to float up in that ship, in that vehicle. Some see their Merkaba around them as many different colors, many different frequencies, spinning. See yourself, feel yourself moving up, up, up until you're above the Earth's atmosphere. You can look back down and see the Earth way down there, the Gaia. Now look at the Christ consciousness grid. It is just below you, which is an energy web of light that encircles the entire planet. See how now it has changed. See the differences to it. Possibly more light, more color. Might even be able to hear it now. Whatever it might be, whatever sense you have for it. See the changes to it. Now see that energy all around the globe begin to drop down to the Earth. You can see it as rain, spirit rain, light rain. As it connects with the Earth, it begins to form into a wave of energy. Wave of love spreads now all across the planet. See within that wave now a different energy, a amplified energy, if you will. Amplified with light, with color, sound. Spreading across the planet, touching everything, every life form. As it touches every life form, it begins to change that life form. Just simple, subtle ways at first. No, once they have been touched by this, they become forever changed, even in just those subtle ways. But it's a continuing motive, continuing changing process, gaining momentum. from these changes now. See how life changes, your own personal life, those around you, as a result of this increased consciousness, increased Christ consciousness, now becomes a part of the all. The all becomes a part of the one. Begin now to be drift back towards your physical body, back in your Merkaba light vehicle. Just leave your Merkaba a little outside of your body or surrounding your body, your physical body. Use it as protection. Or just keep it there so it is readily available to you. Not that it could be ever be away from you, but it's your three-dimensional consciousness understanding. Know that it is there. And come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Aramda, and I greet you now on the wings of eagles that are surrounding this entire planet at this time. All of our ships, all of us, preparing for the many, or the shift that is occurring at this time. But know that each and every one of you, as a result of what has just been accomplished, not only those ones that made the expedition, but all of you that participated in the background, sending your light, sending your energy, sending your love, so that this journey would be a successful one. And how successful has this been? We can only begin to tell you, for it is beyond words at this point, what has occurred here, what has been accomplished as a result of the perseverance of all of you. Not just of this one we speak through, not of just the eight that went, not even all of you, but all of mankind, persevering, continuing this journey. All of you that volunteered to come here, all that left in the ships with myself, knowing that one day, we would return, we would come back, we would rejoin our brothers and sisters, and together we would help to form a new golden age of man. And indeed, that is what is happening now. We have returned. Many of you that are on this call were those that left in the ships with myself. Many of you stayed, you volunteered to stay on and move through the various travails, the hurdles that would come up in front of you. And move through them you did. And you provided, or you created a path for all those to follow after you, You still do that to this day, still providing the way, preparing the path. Those of us now that have returned, some of us have returned into the physical body. Some of you now on the call have returned. But what has occurred this weekend that has just passed is beyond explanation at this point. Not in your three-dimensional understanding could you begin to grasp the enormity of what has happened here. It is not about finding physical records or even recovering the physical records. It is about releasing the energy, the Christ consciousness, to the world, and not even just to the world. Not even to just this planet, but to all of the planets in the solar system. All of the galaxy itself is a part of this entire process. Just as in those times in Lemuria, when you placed the records, you secreted them away, you called upon all of the forces of the planet, all of the forces of the solar system, and all of the forces of the galaxy to seal and protect these records. Not only in this location, but in many locations did you do this. And now at the nearing end of this journey, or at least this part of the journey, all of those that were called upon to seal the records are now being called upon to witness the releasing of those records once again. Releasing of those records to the world, to the solar system, to the galaxy. For it is in the heritage of man that this journey continues and will continue. But each and every one of you, we celebrate. We stand in awe and in gratitude of all that you have accomplished through all of your lifetimes. Through all of the catastrophes, the calamities, the obstacles that were put in front of you, and each and every lifetime you overcome them and move on to the next and the next, always knowing that you would one day come to the end of this part of the journey, that which you volunteered to come here for. You are now near the end of that. And just has been said many times, once this part of the journey is over, the next part of your journey begins. And you may very well find another planet, another galaxy, to do the same thing over and over again. Because that is what you do. That is what you are all about. We left in the ships, you stayed behind. Knowing always, though, that we had your backs at all times. We were always with you, even if you could not see us or sense us in any way. And just as those that were in, we're taking this from the James, and we shared this with the group the other night, for it is a wonderful expression of how we feel toward all of you. All of you that are the way showers, the preparers of the way. And that expression is that we never want you to supplicate yourselves to us, kneel to us, bow to us. Even when we do meet physically, you are not to do that. It is the other way around. For just as in the movie, Your Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, near the very end of the movie, as we are taking this from the James's memory, when they all stood before the new king and then bowed and knelt before him, including those two, the hobbits, that literally saved the world or Middle Earth. And the king walked up to them, the two of them, and said, "My friends, you bow to no one. It is us that bow to you." This is how we feel about what you have accomplished. And the ramifications of what is to come yet from all that you have done, you have not even begun to see yet. You will witness some unbelievable changes to come because of what you have accomplished here. What has happened here is reverberating, not only here across the planet, but across the solar system and across the entire galaxy. This is why so many millions of ships are here to witness this happening. And what has occurred this weekend is a prelude to all that is yet to come. But it was a preparing for the crescendo that can come as a result of this. And it has certainly hastened the advent of the event. I am Aramda, and I leave you now in peace and love and harmony and oneness. We continue to share our gratitude towards you, just as each and every one of you need to continue to feel gratitude for who you are and for what you are all about. Peace and love be with you.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om greetings to you. One who serves here with you to continue on, and what can be said more than what Aramda has said here in terms of gratitude, in terms of wonderment of what has occurred here. You, those of you, the ones that went there and participated in this, you have a glimpse of what has occurred, but it yet is only a glimpse. As we look at the big picture here, and we can see that certainly, we see so much more that has been accomplished here. Yes, it would be wonderful for you to have those records in your hands and be able to say, see, this is all real. It was not a figment of our imagination. But what would that do? What would that accomplish? Nowhere near what you have already accomplished. You will have the records. They will come. You will have them in your possession. And we speak now of the physical records. They are there. They are waiting. They are protected. They are well protected yet. And they will be there and ready for when it is time for you to venture there and recover them. But that time is not yet. But it is coming.
And we are preparing you, those of us, the one who serves, those of the company of heaven, those of the galactics, the Agarthans, all are preparing not only you to recover the records, but so much more that is coming as a result of what has been accomplished here. We cannot say it in any other ways than what we have already said, but a job well done, people. A job well done. And it is time now to sit back a little bit. What is your saying? Sit back on your laurels? Is that the right terminology here? And savor the flavor of what you have accomplished for a little bit. And then it's time to get back to work, okay? You will be back to work at the advance. We can promise you that. We are preparing a great experience for you, have prepared a great experience for you. Jameses have no idea yet of what that experience is going to be, but we will be sharing that with them now that this part of the journey has completed. So get ready, get your seatbelts fastened, and get ready for the ride of your lives. And we speak not only of the advance, of course, but the entire ascension process here that you are fully in the process of going through. Do you have questions here for one who serves? Or is everyone still on their muted part here?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Linda. Yes. I have a question, given what has transpired, and there was a CME release solar flare that I think was several days back and impacted the Earth yesterday and today. Is there a correlation between the two, and what impact does that one have on the other? Thank you.
Most definitely, everything is being orchestrated. One thing leads to another, and to another, and to another. It is all part of the greater expression that is at hand here. So that which was accomplished this weekend with this part of the journey is a catalyst, you might say, that is leading to many other happenings. Now, you must understand, and this was not given by the Aramda, but that which those of you are doing in this part of the journey, this expedition that has just been completed, or at least this part of it that has been completed, is not only happening here, but is happening across the planet. Many different groups are preparing to begin to recover these records as well, and to release the energy there as well. For it was secreted away in all of the places, of the secret places of the lion, you see? And this is happening, and it is going to continue to happen. This is not the first group that has done this. This is the first group that has fully released the guardians and released the energy, though. But there is another group that has gone before that is also in process of recovering these records as well in their part of the world. And this is happening all over the planet and will continue to do so. And you can think about how the release of this energy was like. And imagine if it is released in many different parts of the world as well. And then when it is released, it moves to connect not only the Christ consciousness grid, but the crystalline grid around the planet also, which is also tied into the various ley line connections across the planet also. Okay, activation
so
of the sacred sites. That is what we will say here. It is the activation of the sacred sites all across the planet and the connection of this grid. Okay?
Thank you. It's so exciting. Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, the one who says.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. I love you.
Are you in your box?
No, not today. Oh, I wish, because, you know, I received the best messages in water. I'm such a fish.
We're kidding. We do not need to you to go into explanation here. Take this from the James, and he wanted us to say this. That is.
Oh, he would. Wouldn't he? Love him. No, I just kind of coming off what Linda said. For some reason, I'm getting overwhelming when you said that there's other people in the world doing this. I'm really feeling there's something going to be happening in England, and I just really putting it out there that I wish to help. Is there, if there are records in England, because I can't, I did everything I could from this end of the pond to support in Mexico, but I really feel I can make an even bigger difference that my feet are on the ground here in the UK. And there are many sacred sites here. So I'm just wondering if you could give me a push in the right direction. Is there anything here? And then maybe I'll be guided to find it.
There are many records in various places. Certainly those in your area are more of the Atlantean type. Not so much the Lemurian, but more of the Atlantean. And that your area there was very close to the Atlantean continent when it was in your Atlantic Ocean. And many of those that left Atlantis went across to various parts of what you now call Europe, and many other areas as well, into Africa and the Middle East and China and all of this, Egypt certainly. And so this is coming, dear one, this is coming. You will be guided if there is a reason for you to become involved in this, or not a reason, if you feel a calling. If you feel that calling, and you will then be guided to the right situations. It can even come through this group as well, because they have found the secret here. You see, they have uncovered the secret. They have not yet uncovered the physical records, but they have uncovered the etheric records, we will call them, or the higher dimensional records at this point. And they have the knowing of how to do this. And they will be called upon. They may not quite realize this yet, but they may be called upon to go to other locations and do this as well. If they feel the calling, this will come. And in that case, you may then become a part of this in that respect. Okay?
Shoshana
wishes to share here.
Yes.
My dear sister, Rhea.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello. It is important in this moment in your lifetime to acknowledge your power, to acknowledge who you are, to acknowledge the great light that shines from your heart, to acknowledge your place in humanity in the process of oneness and reunification. You must acknowledge yourself. It is not important at this moment in your life to join some great expedition, to participate at that level, because you have the power of a priestess. You are a priestess. You must acknowledge yourself, let your light out, and with a surety, you will change the path of mankind.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, Shoshana. Gonna make me cry. I love you so much. I love you so much. Just as you were saying, just as Shoshana said that, then I pictured myself. There's a sacred site on Glastonbury Tor there. I know another part of a portal that I've got to open. And there's somebody somewhere in France. I'm being told France as well. France is big and Avalon is big. Thank you so much that I could just need to send my light to and maybe open a portal there, allowing for the...
And you have that power. You acknowledge that power within. You do not have to be in the physical space to do this.
That's true. That's true. I can open it from, especially the one in France, from even Glastonbury. I can open it from Glastonbury to France. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. And I love you, one who serves. Thank you so much for your love, for your light. Oh, I just love you. Thank you so much.
Love you.
You can even love open you. It from your bath.
Do you know what? I might that just do that.
That is a certainty. That is
That's
a certainty.
Right. I have to...
We move on now.
Thank
Are there
you.
Other questions here?
Hello, this is Nisha.
Yes?
So, all morning today, two titles of two books keeps repeated in my head, but I know the higher self is sending the message. The Anunnaki Return and Gods Among Us. I never got to read those two books because I don't want a lot of information in my filter, but I am aware about those two books, God's Return and the Gods Among Us and the Anunnaki Return. So when we started the meditation today and it was time for my conscious to get out through my third eye, like my 3D mind was telling me to live at the same shape, the same clothes I have in this 3D. It's like it was worried about something. And I said, yeah, it's safer to do. But when I was seeing my consciousness living through my third eye, it was me with a queen clothes and ornaments and definitely a crown. And I was like, gosh, what is this? No, I want to see my consciousness and this, whatever I'm wearing now. And then the conscious me, God, is going into the Merkaba and said, look, it's okay. I'm still humble. Look, I'm still nice. And I'm in just accept it. And I was looking to the whole thing and looking to her living in the Merkaba and the blue light and everything. So what is it and what's the correlation between what our group did this weekend and what I saw this morning, the specific message from my higher self, from my overall soul? I'm a little bit confused and scared a little bit. So any insights would help. Thank you.
All I can say is that there is certainly connection with not only you who are asking this question. We are going to turn this into a more of a general thing rather than getting personal here. But in terms of general, there is many correlations or connections that are occurring and will continue to occur with all of you in various ways. And you will have experiences now as a result of being a part of this whole expression that has occurred here. You are all in this together. What is it? What is that saying by the Q here? How does that go?
Where we go, we go all.
Yes. Where we go one, we go all. And that is a wonderful expression of the unification or the unity consciousness that is occurring here. So you are a part of that unity consciousness, not only within this group here, but and not only within all of the light workers and warriors across the planet, but with all of mankind, all of the collective consciousness of this planet. And then with Gaia herself. And then even beyond that, but we will not go there because it gets too much for the three-dimensional consciousness to begin to comprehend as to how far your consciousness reaches. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Shoshana, yes, you wish to share?
Yes, please.
My dear sister. It is important at this point in your life, as it is important to all that shine their light so brightly, to acknowledge who they really are. You are a goddess walking among those that don't see you that way all the time, but you are walking among us with a power greater than you know. You have a light that is bright and beautiful and shines for all of us. It is important at this point in your lifetime to stop minimizing who you are. It is not about your ego, although you wish to keep that in check, and that is important because the ego is very much a part of the third dimensional reality, and you wish not to go there. What is important here is that you not minimize who you are, that you acknowledge fully that you are a goddess walking, and that you are part of the one, the bigger source that you came from, and that this you can impart on anyone that wishes to cross your path by just simply loving them. Through your love and your understanding and your compassion for each person that walks in front of you, you are expressing that goddess. That is all.
Thank you so much, and I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here? Anything further?
Yes, this is Lorelei, one who serves, brother dear. Wow, what a wonderful, amazing experience this has been, hearing everything from everyone and from Aranda. The names are escaping me. I wanted to ask you, because I was actually reading the Telos book. It's a book on Telos, of course. And they spoke in there about the firmament of the earth had been destroyed. And this was one of the reasons why Lady Gaia, Mother Earth, was having trouble being the Eden she once was. And people actually live shorter lives because of this as well. So I was wondering, is there going to be a way to restore the firmament as we get underway? And will that happen?
Will not only happen, it is already in the process of occurring. And you will certainly experience that in the new golden age here. The firmament, as you are saying here, was a part of the expression of Gaia herself, and it filtered out any kinds of negativity from coming into the planet. In terms of your duality, this will help greatly in reducing and almost completely eliminating any of the negative aspects of duality. That is all we can tell you at this point, but yes, certainly it is going to be, it is coming back. And the
wonderful
idea of global warming as you know it, that is being created by man, and all of this is a fallacy. It is not true. There is a warming, certainly, of the planet, but it is not because of the reasons that have been given. It is happening because it needs to happen. It is not so much a global warming, it is a balance that is coming to the planet, and this will also come as a result of the firmament returning here as well. You will have what you call balmy weather everywhere, except where it is necessary to have your some such things as winter sports, and those type of things can still continue in certain areas if you want. That is a creation, though, of man as you continue to move up in consciousness. You create, you will create what you want in your fourth and into fifth dimensional experience here. Okay?
Wow, thank you so much. That's great.
Yes. Any other further questions here?
Quick question. At the crater, Lisa had given me to use there a amethyst to put in my right pocket, and that she mentioned about calling on Saint Germain and the violet flame for my hip. And you and I had discussed the spiritual reasons about, yeah, I still know I need to move forward and all of that. So I have the spiritual meaning. But later that night, after we got done doing everything, James looked over, and just for a moment, he saw a purplish-violet, I don't know if it was a flame, but some sort of light on my right-hand side, which went away right away. And I noticed my hip hasn't hurt at all since then. And I thought maybe that had, I had called on St. Germain all walking around the crater in the violet flame. Could that have anything to do with that? Or, and is that what occurred, or is there more to it?
That is certainly what occurred. You called on St. Germain. St. Germain was there. St. Germain was a part of the entire expression while you were there in that area. May not have known it, did not actually speak through the James, but he was very much involved with the violet flame, as were many of the ascended masters, almost to the point of what we can say all of the ascended masters and the galactics and the Garthans and beyond that, all of the fans out there. They were all a part of this expression, watching, observing, encouraging, guiding, nudging here and there, and bringing you to the conclusion of the process up to this point. The one Peter called this the end of part one, needing to move on to part two. But what it is in reality is volume two, chapter one is coming. Or that comes rather, that was volume two, chapter one, chapter two now to follow.
Okay, so that's what helped my hip get better, correct?
Is that what you believe?
Well, it seems better. I haven't really done anything like activity yet, but it seems better. It hasn't hurt at all.
That is not what we are asking. Is that what you
I know
believe?
What you're asking. Get it out. No, yes, that's what I believe.
There you go. Believing is seeing, dear.
Okay. Yes, that's what I believe. Thank you. I understand.
Yes, Shoshana wishes to share.
My dear sister Cynthia, it is important for each being upon this planet vigilant, to be vigilant emotionally, to be vigilant physically, to be vigilant mentally. That is to focus on what we truly want, to focus on what we wish for ourselves. It is in the focus that we create our reality. It is in the belief that we create our reality. It is not the ascended masters that have healed you. They just show you the way and give you hope and faith that you will become empowered yourself to continue this healing within your body. Again, we must stress that each being must be vigilant upon their thoughts, their actions, and their very deeds. If you wish to continue this healing, you must incorporate into your very lifetime, moment by moment, this vigilance. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Shoshana.
Yes.
Very good. Are there any further questions here? And we are ready to release channel. What we can tell you people.
Someone has a question. I have a question.
No more questions. We are moving on now. Need to release channel here.
Okay.
What we can tell you here is to keep, as Shoshana is saying, keep vigilant. Keep everything in your life and your what you consider your purpose, at least in the moment, what you consider your purpose in the moment in the forefront, so that you continue to work toward that, whatever it might be. And everything that you continue to work toward, if you persevere, if you move through it, if you move through the various obstacles, through them, don't shy away from them, move through them, whatever they might be. Because if you continue to do that and continue to live in the moment, be in the moment, don't wait for the future to come. Instead, bring the future to you. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, love you.
Shanti.
Shanti. Shanti.